Live from NPR News, I'm Jack Speer. President Trump has fired the Department of Homeland Security official in charge of overseeing federal election security efforts. As NPR's Miles Parks explains, Chris Krebs was in charge of the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency.
Over the past 3 years, Chris Krebs helped overhaul how the nation shares threat information and communicates about elections more broadly. After 2016, it took the government months to get information about Russian hacking out to the right state election officials. But that's completely changed. Here's Krebs earlier this fall.
There's been a lot of talk about efforts to hack our elections over the last 4 years, and some of you might be wondering whether the 2020 elections will be secure. Well, I'm here today to tell you that my confidence in the security of your vote has never been higher.
That view got him fired. Trump said in a tweet that he terminated Krebs because he didn't share his views about voter fraud, even though there is no evidence fraud affected the 2020 election. Miles Parks, NPR News, Washington.
On the heels of reports yesterday, the nation's acting defense secretary, Christopher Miller, is making it official today. Miller is saying the U.S. will reduce troop levels in both Iraq and Afghanistan. The announcement fulfills President Donald Trump's pledge to bring U.S. forces home when conditions are met that keep the U.S. and its allies safe. The troop drawdown comes despite warnings from allies and even fellow Republicans like Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, who are calling the move rash.
I think a precipitous drawdown in either Afghanistan or Iraq would be a mistake.
The troop withdrawals would come just days before President-elect Joe Biden takes office. Trump, meanwhile, has yet to formally concede the race. Bars and restaurants in Michigan will halt indoor dining services for 3 weeks starting tomorrow. As Alex McLennan of member station WDET reports, the move was ordered by the state's governor and creates industry-wide uncertainty.
With cold temperatures making outdoor dining less feasible, restaurants will depend solely on revenue from carryout orders. Michigan Restaurant and Lodging Association President Justin Winslow says, unlike the first shutdown, there will be no government relief funding available this time around.
And that lack of safety net makes us exceptionally worried that restaurants are going to be able to hold on. And not just restaurants, but the many hundreds of thousands of employees.
Winslow says about 250,000 workers could face layoffs, and more than 1 in 10 Michigan restaurants could close permanently. For NPR News, I'm Alex McLennan in Detroit.
In a letter published today, a group of doctors and nurses are calling on the Trump administration to share critical COVID-19 data with President-elect Joe Biden's transition team. Members of the medical associations making the plea for cooperation a day after Biden warned that more people may die if outgoing President Donald Trump continues to block a smooth transition. On Wall Street today, the Dow dropped 167 points. You're listening to NPR. Even though France surpassed 2 million cases of COVID-19 today, officials say the country is beginning to regain control over the virus. NPR's Eleanor Beardsley reports the Director General of Health there says the results of confinement are starting to show.
Director General of Health Jerome Salomon said because of the lockdown, which began October 30th, the number of hospitalizations and ICU cases is starting to drop. But he said France is not ready to relax the lockdown yet. France has the world's fourth highest number of infections after the United States, India, and Brazil. 33,000 people are hospitalized, and the death toll is just over 46,000. President Emmanuel Macron's government has set a December 1st target for ending the lockdown, although it will likely be extended if the numbers do not fall fast enough. Reopenings will be done gradually. Bars and restaurants are not expected to fully reopen until mid-January. Eleanor Beardsley, NPR News, Paris.
Pharmaceutical firm Johnson & Johnson says it is recruiting upwards of 1,000 people a day for late-stage trials for its coronavirus vaccine candidate. The company announced today, based on its current schedule, it expects to have all of the authorization needed to seek U.S. approval by February, even earlier. Johnson & Johnson began its Phase 3 trial of a single-dose vaccine in September, but paused the trial briefly after a medical incident involving a study participant. The company says it hopes to have about 60,000 people in its latest study. A modest gain in oil prices today. Crude oil futures up 9 cents a barrel to close at $41.43 a barrel in New York. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.